Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. This is where you get to hear the Share Your Salary from today's show that you might have missed. And today I thought was really fascinating. We talked to Costco baker Heather, who, you know, again, trying to differentiate. We should talk about this after. Listen to it first. Let's talk about it after. This is Heather. Take a listen, and then we'll talk after.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we found out the butcher, Michael, makes $69,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us now, ladies and gentlemen, is Heather, who lives in Maple Valley. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
You know what? We're fantastic. Appreciate you asking. So thank you for calling in, too, for being willing to share your salary with the Morning Wolfpack. We appreciate that. And we have never had anybody from beloved Costco in the baking department on before.
Yeah.
Heather, I'm a big fan. Let's put a minute on the clock. Let's rapid-fire questions at you. We'll try to figure out a little bit more about what exactly you do. Then we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make, and then you will tell everybody. You will share your salary, Heather.
Sounds good.
All right. Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's go.
How long have you worked there?
4 years this month.
Do you specialize in one baked good in particular?
Yes, bread.
Did you have to have any baking training, like cooking skills?
No, not necessarily. You can get trained everything there.
What is the best thing that you think the Costco deli produces, the best product?
I don't know. There's a lot of good things.
How many other bakers do you work with?
Let's see. Probably like 6, 8.
What do you do with the leftover bread?
We don't eat it.
Are you full or part-time?
Full-time.
Do you get to take home the extra bread if nobody buys it?
No, we do not.
Do you see yourself still doing this in 5 years?
I'm not sure.
Is it true the Costco deli brings in more money than the actual store?
No.
I'm sorry, Emily. That is time is up. Heather.
Deli.
Heather in Maple Valley, our new best friend who is a baker for Costco. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, this is when you text in your guest. Make sure you put your name and where you live on it so I can use it on the radio coming up next. But how much do you think Heather in Maple Valley is pulling in? You know, working at Costco, she's a baker. We're going to find out in 3 minutes right after this song when she shares her salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Heather. She lives in Maple Valley, my hood. Love you, Heather. And she's a baker for Costco. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So she does this full time, and she's been doing it for 4 years. You don't really need any training. They'll train you on the job. And the bread that they don't eat, that they don't sell, they donate. They don't get to eat themselves.
I'm surprised they don't get a little sample or something, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, I got to go first because I won the last time we played. Using a text like I always do, love you, Morning Wolfpack, Rachel in Bonnie Lake. She's in at 53, so I'm going to go with that. Emily.
That was right around where I was going to go. Because you say you don't know if you'll still be there in 5 years, it means you might be looking for more money. So I'll go 45.
Okay. Slow Joe, bringing up the rear.
$82,000.
82?
Yeah.
I think Slow Joe's a little off today. Don't you feel that, Emily?
If it's 82, I'm switching jobs.
All right. We say that every day. 45, 53, and 82. Those are our guesses, Heather, but that really doesn't matter. It's time for you to end the guesswork. Time for you to tell everybody how much you make at Costco as one of their beloved bakers. What's the number, Heather?
32.
Emily wins on the low side of things. Heather, is the money a problem? Is that why you're thinking about looking around?
I'm just not sure if I'm going to stay. There's a lot changing, and I'm not topped out yet. I took maternity leave and everything, so.
No, Heather, I got a buddy of mine who's a really successful guy who works at Costco. He's a butcher just for the benefits. He says the benefits are that good. That's why he puts in the time over there.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too. Mm-hmm. They are really good.
Okay, but you've heard that, but you don't get them?
No, I get them, but I've heard people say that they're there just for the benefits.
I can't believe they don't let you take home the bread that you don't sell. That seems weird to me. There seems like there'd be so much.
There is a lot, but we just donate everything, bread, muffins, whatever there is, to the food pantry.
Is it one of those situations, though, where you see it all day, so you don't really want to eat it?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good call. By the way, the cookies always look delicious. I always have to take a hard pass, but they look so good. Heather, we love you. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack this morning, and thanks for sharing your salary, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
All right, so there you go. Heather pulling in $32,000 a year, a little bit less than I thought she would have made having been there for 4 years.
I feel like you were struggling to tell the difference between the deli and the bakery.
Well, for me, it's all the same thing, but they could compartmentalize more than I realize.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, I read a statistic recently, which is why I asked her that question, that the food department of Costco pulls in like $700 billion a year, more than the stuff they sell in the store.
But we also talked about how much they lose on their rotisserie chickens.
Oh, I know. Was it like, what was that number? It was staggering, but it was just to get you in the door.
But yeah, I have a feeling that even though you see one long counter with people behind it, I have a feeling their departments are very separated.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, and I wouldn't tell Heather this, but the baked goods, I pay the least amount of attention to.
You don't eat...
I don't eat the cookies and the cakes, but they all look phenomenal. And even the breads, which sounds like that was her department, the breads. Mm-hmm. But then you get to the butcher. Mm-hmm. Okay, they got a whole bunch of like 20 guys in there cutting it up. And then there's got to be people, although you never see them, that prepare all that pre-made food, like the salads and the appetizers. And somebody's, the butchers are marinating the pieces of meat. But you know what I mean? Like the salads and all that pre-made stuff that's really, really great. So, I don't know. And then you got the whole guys up front that have like a snack bar. So
pizza guys.
It's a mind scramble, if I'm being honest. Over there at Costco. I love it. I love it. It's so funny because my wife's like, we got to go to Costco. And I'm always like, awesome. She's like, what do you mean? It's so, I'm like, I love Costco.
I like Costco. I hate going to Costco. Like, the people there just are in your way. It's always so busy. Like, even on non-busy times.
But how do you like it but hate going there?
I like what they have.
The
items. I don't like dealing with the people in there.
Yeah.
But now, I did notice, because we used to always have really long lines. My Costco did get the self-checkout, and that made it so much easier.
You know, and for me, when I was single, Emily, I did not find myself being a Costco person. Because even two-gallon things of milk or 2 1-gallon things of milk is like way too much.
Well, I go there for very specific things.
That's what I'm talking about. Like the protein bars that I eat, I get them there because they're cheaper. And they have them. And the minute they stop carrying them, it's like the worst day of your life when they stop carrying your favorite item.
Well, and they do carry like... medicine, like allergy medicine, like that kind of stuff. That's what I go there for.
Oh, and the Sonicare toothbrush heads they got over there. Oh, the softer ones, because I have receding gum lines, you know? Perfect. Slow Joe, we did a couple of hard solicits today for Share Your Salary for next week. Who can we look forward to?
We've got English teacher Cad.
Cad, interesting name.
Yes, Cad, like dad with a C, but it's a female.
Or Tad.
Dental hygienist Brooke.
Yeah.
First lieutenant in the Army, Tyler.
Hoo-ah.
Retail storm.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah is for the Army.
Yeah. Okay, I got it right. Emily gave me that look. You're the Army family.
I don't know.
Hoorah's the Marines.
I can never remember
the
those.
Army.
It's tough. If you're not enlisted.
I just can't remember what the Navy is. Okay, and then retail store manager, Amanda.
Wonder which retail store.
I don't know.
She didn't tell you, huh?
She didn't tell me.
Okay, listen, we are looking for people. You know what would be cool? To get our first Share Your Salary from the Share Your Salary podcast.
Yeah.
We have not gotten that yet.
Especially if it's a candlestick maker.
Yeah. Emily, I'm sorry your nursery rhyme dream came up a little short.
It would have been so perfect.
We had the butcher and the baker.
We didn't even plan that. That's why it would have been so perfect.
You know what? It's not too late. If you're listening to this right now and you know somebody, we could squeak you in on Monday and Emily's dreams could come true.
Don't let my dreams die.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess the best way to do that, because who knows when you're listening to this, we're recording it on a Friday, is to email joe@seattlewolf.com. But it would be really cool and be like, hey, heard it on the pod.
Woo.
Be our first pod Share Your Salary
contestant. But don't tell how much you make.
Don't squeak it. Listen, short of that, hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Emily, what's the best thing you're doing this weekend?
Oh my gosh, it's so full. probably the Out of the Darkness Walk on Sunday that I get to MC. It's for suicide prevention and awareness for the AFSP.
Love it.
But I'm also CMA dress shopping and going to the soccer game.
Ah, Slow Joe, best thing, anything?
Out of the Darkness Walk.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. There
Yay.
We go.
You?
Obviously I'm loving the Out of the Darkness Walk, and I'm so proud of you, and the fact that you're emceeing that is freaking huge.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I'm being really honest, the thing I am most excited for is my wife and I have a night away, just the two of us.
It's brown chicken brown cow.
It's a little staycation. You know, sometimes, Emily, those things don't always time out perfectly,
oh,
if you know
no!
what I mean. I know! We've been looking forward to this for a month, and she texted me on... And we have a certain emoji that lets us know when that happened. Mm-hmm. When she'll let me know, and she said it's the syringe.
Yep.
Oh.
And she sent that over on Tuesday, and I was like, okay. Well, you know what? We'll make the best of it.
Well, it might be almost...
No, it's just getting going. But you know what? It's all good. We have a night away. It's a staycation. No kids. We're gonna have a dinner, cuddle, movies. You know, we're not somebody who completely avoids that either.
Mm-hmm.
It's a workaround.
It's
something you have to take into account. You make the best of it. So we've all been there. The worst is when you spend like 10 grand or whatever on a vacation, you go to like Cabo and then it happens. But anyway, I'm very sympathetic. So I just said, I'm sorry, baby. Anyway, hope you guys have a great weekend. We love you. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back on Monday.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.